Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, I'm Otle. I'm Africa, Homse, the beautiful African. Izoletu, Fasalarona, the land is ours. Shamulasho, Tikorahena. Africa, why do we, as Africans, as African people, adopt other people's constitutions, parade them to the world, to have one among the best constitutions? Then see this, our majority government, raise its middle finger of contempt against the very constitution it adopted. See it violate the people's will, good sense between what is right and what is wrong. Africa, why not develop and adopt your own African customary laws, customary constitution? Make that the bedrock of your constitution. Adopt African customary laws. Don't be copying other people's stuff. Does it really matter that a sitting deputy minister of finance complains to the nation about experiencing state capture corruption by an emigre family coming from outside, corrupting our ministers? Does it matter that a former member of parliament, former chairperson of a parliament committee, filed a case of corruption to police against the very same Gupta family, when in fact that family turned around, publicly chastised this minister, challenged her to file a complaint to prove her allegations? I mean, whose country is this? Whose country is this? Who fought for the liberation of this country? The African Majority Party, which is the ANC majority party in parliament, it tells the nation parliament is not competent. Parliament is not competent to investigate, that is, handle state capture crimes against the state. Parliament is the people. That's people's parliament, not the party parliament. We have been dictated by emissaries, you know, obedient servants of party bosses, telling us, the people, the people's house, that you cannot investigate. No, it's not for you to tell the people's house who and what to investigate. They have a right to do that because they took an oath. You are telling parliament to let police and state organs investigate state capture. Who are you? A faction in a political party? No. Your own party, Secretary General, 2 days ago, publicly warned the police unit assigned to investigate state capture crimes against the state not to engage in abuse of state apparatus. Of course, this is against the minister, sitting Minister of Finance. And never to use the state apparatus to settle political differences in government and organization. Now, which police do you have to go to report to? I mean, how much incompetent are the hawks, abuse of state apparatus, compared to parliament incompetency, so-called, alleged, to investigate crimes against the state? I mean, our very Pretoria High Court ruled that this head of the hawks, police unit, that you say we should go to report to, lacks an honor. Does that court really matter to you, or it does not matter? Because what you are doing is you are reducing the judicial system. You've reduced the constitutional court, rulings of the constitutional court, worse than pronouncements from lobby groups. I mean, worse. The constitutional court has been reduced to a lobby group because you have no respect for it. Nothing. Nah, none. And you still come back and, you know, show us that middle finger because you are the most intelligent one and call us clever blacks. Of course, with regard to state capture, the president himself dismissed it as an allegation of, you know, it is like a sound bite by politicians seeking public attention. And the Gupta family added, describing it as a figment of imagination in the mind of the media. What arrogance, Mafika? Whose country is this? Does it matter, Mafika, that the Constitutional Court ruled earlier this year, I think in April, ruled Parliament, in particular the majority party, violated the Constitution, failed to hold the executive to account? You, the majority party, again, you come back. A couple of months after, you come back. You vote to defeat a parliament motion to investigate state capture crimes against the state and telling us to go to the police. Man, go to the police. If you never hold people, don't go to the police. And I remember there was a crime of burglary at my home. The police came the following day. They came the following day after it happened in the night. So who has to go to the police? I mean, the vote to establish or not to establish the Parliament Ad Hoc Committee investigation was unconstitutional. The vote was unconstitutional because it is within the right of Parliament to do that. And that is challengeable, my friend. Somebody must go to court and challenge that. That vote was unconstitutional. Much worse, Mafika, the majority voted to defeat the motion on the grounds Parliament is incompetent to investigate state capture and crimes against the state. Who are you to tell us that we are incompetent? I mean, the incompetents like you, imbeciles like you, liars like you. Mafika, Parliament has a singular duty. It has a singular obligation and a right to garner all manner of resources and competences. They can get the best lawyers, get the best accountants, get the best scientists, get the best technology. That's what these parastatals are doing. They go out, even SARS go out and give a contract. PRASA has done it, 80 million rands for independent body to investigate. Why can't Parliament get the experts to come and ask the questions in this ad hoc committee? Why don't you resource Parliament? We gave you the mandate. We gave you the money to do that. But instead of using the money, you go buy houses, buy Mercedes-Benz, take concubines. I mean, come on, man. Even buy a prostitute. We know that. Now, Parliament, why don't you give Parliament resources? Why don't you resource Parliament and its competences to fulfill its oath to hold the executive accountable, exercise oversight over all state organs? Why did you do that? Mafika, the ANC misrule, abuse, and violation of the Constitution. They themselves adopted and hoisted on our head, on the African majority. It's downright condemnable. It's downright, it has reached a point, the boiling point, Mafika. These guys have to go. They have to stop. Stop or go. To the minority political parties in Africa, the PAC, EFF, COPE, UDM, INCATA, ACDP, NFP, AIC, AHANG, APC. My Africa, you have the duty, after the defeat of the DA motion, to again petition, can go back to Parliament, petition Parliament to establish the ad hoc committee to investigate the state capture, corruption, crimes against the state. That's it. Go back. As a collective of African parties, go back, minority parties, and submit that let's see what the ANC will do again. Vote against the motion. Let them parade their willful arrogance and middle finger against the Constitution, the country, and the people again. Let them do it. But you go and do it. That's an appeal, my Africa, to you, because the Gupta filth, the Gupta garbage, the Gupta sewage has to be stopped before they leave. They must not wash it off on us and leave. Before they wash it, they must put on pink overalls. And everything must be confiscated. This is not a play game. Mafika, state capture is a grave threat to national security and sovereignty. Not a matter for political and politicking. No. And it is downright bizarre, Mafika. Unbelievable. That after the banks terminated all Gupta family business accounts, The family executive contacted the Minister of Finance to assist. You know what the minister said? The minister appropriately advised the family. He said, look, go to court, man. Go to court. The court is an open forum where everything will be put on the table. The banks will come, give the reasons. Because they cannot disclose to anybody else the reasons for that closing your family bank account. They can't do that. It's against the law. Now, you cannot appear to be running anything lawful and you are against the law. You're like bandits. Come on, man. The hypocrisy has to stop. Together and rule according to the rule of law. Because you parade yourself, you paraded yourself as that. You adopted the Constitution as that, the best in the world. Come on, man. Wake up. Now, the Minister of Finance appropriately advises family, said, look, appeal to the banking ombudsman, else go to court to let the court rule on the matter. That's it. Inexplicably, my Africa. I mean, it's like these guys are subterranean. They do things, they think they're still in a military camp or something. Go behind the scenes and lobby and get the Minister of Mineral Resources to head an interministerial committee to investigate the bank closures of the Gupta family accounts. This minister is not the finance minister. What conflict are you causing? That's why the finance minister did not even attend one single meeting. Oh, forgive it, man. I mean, this minister of resources, who's a Gupta underling? He's purported to be. He issued a press statement that the presidency denounced. The president denounced the statement as his own statement, not representing cabinet. Huh? And the statement matter-of-factly stated, cabinet resolved to recommend the president to establish a judicial inquiry to consider among allegations that banks and other financial institutions acted unilaterally and allegedly in collusion when they closed the bank accounts of the Gupta family businesses. Really? How did you conclude that? That the banks acted unilaterally? Ha! 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 I mean, how did you conclude the actions taken by the banks and financial institutions to close these accounts were a result of innuendo and potentially reckless media statements, and the Gupta family company had very little recourse to the law. Let me repeat that. The actions of the bank were a result of innuendo and potentially reckless media statements, and the Gupta family company had very little recourse to the law. The Minister of Finance told them to go to court, didn't he? Or he didn't inform you, because you guys looks like you don't talk to one another. You're sitting in cabinet there like segregated camps. You don't talk to one another. Huh? Bantu stars. Huh? The family, the Gupta family, failed to approach the courts, according to the advice of the Minister of Finance. How did they get cabinet to appoint a committee to investigate the banks? Well, you know, this is a matter of parliament to investigate. This is the incontrovertible, beyond doubt. These are the signals of state capture. Because the Minister of Finance appropriately tells you to do this. You go behind him, go get your lackey within cabinet so that you can push him. We need to find out more. Parliament needs that ad hoc committee. Now, Africa, Parliament needs that ad hoc committee to investigate more. We can't let this go. The banks under the law are prohibited to disclose client confidential information. Therefore, how could it be clear to the committee chair whether various banks and financial institutions complied with the current banking laws? How did you know? Because they never talk. They can't disclose. The law does not prevent them to do that. If they do, it will be peripheral in general. They won't go into details with you because they are subject to be sued. And did it ring any bell to the minister that a current deputy minister publicly complained that the Gupta corruptly offered him the finance minister position in exchange to do specific favors for the family business. Did that record to you before you went and, you know, asked the banks why they closed people's accounts? Did it ring bell in you, or the cabinet, or the presidency? That's why I'm saying that the left hand does not work with the right hand. You are working at segregated camps, foxes. And the tragic fact is that you yourself, minister, this minister who's the minister of mineral resources, may be a subject of parliament investigation of the Gupta capture. You are a subject of investigation of the Gupta corruption, intimidation of cabinet ministers and public officials. You are one. In Africa, they appeal to minority political parties, the majority African, going into a coalition with DA to petition parliament to establish the ad hoc committee to investigate the conduct and collusion of the executive, parliament, parliamentarians, and public officials. They should come and willingly disclose under oath before parliament their experiences with the Gupta family corruption. Subpoena state organs under oath to disclose or answer questions of the alleged Gupta family corruption. They can choose to remain silent. They have a right to remain silent under their individual right. And the parliament committee must garner. It has the right. According to our mandate, you have the right to garner the best legal minds and experts to lead questions in, under the ad hoc committee. Formulate the ad hoc committee. You have the right to do that. Or go to court and challenge that vote. That vote is unconstitutional. You don't deny the people's parliament to do its work. If you can't do your work, you can't. You don't deny people's parliament to do their work. And you packed, you know, sandwiched parliament under political hegemony, control of political hegemony. You are sending people there as your servants to just rubber stamp the vote. No, these are not people's representatives. They can't. 2019, that parliament, half of it or the majority of it will belong to somebody else. But in Africa, the damage is deep. The corruption damage to the African majority, to our African personality and mind. We see it when this government blatantly violates the public will in Africa. And our common sense, public will, our public good, our public interest, and morality corrupted and undermined by corrupt and immoral political factions, no matter which governing party. We can allow that. And to quote my Africa, as far as 1957, the African statement continues to state, to quote my Africa, democratic struggle is essentially then, at that time, a recognition of numbers. And a national struggle is a struggle for recognition of heritage. The Africans are in the fortunate position of being not only the rightful owners of the land, but also the majority of the population. Now, I'm repeating this, my friend. I've said it in the past, but it's very important. And the statement goes to say that our struggle, therefore, is democratic, involving, as it does, a dispossessed majority against a privileged minority. The principle is all people should accept rule by African majority. You are repeating it. It was said in 1957, Mafrika. We are saying it again. We are saying it again, Mafrika. The Mafrika land is supreme, but the individual is superlative. And we, as we say, we guarantee and protect the individual human and fundamental rights, not groups. We guarantee that in context and the history of the apartheid subjugation and domination by white minority, the white minority over the African majority, we guarantee the individual to be the primary national asset. The individual, not buildings and infrastructure. No, before you do that, give the people rights. Give the people rights first and protect the people. That's it. And again, Mafrika, we quote Mafrika, 1957. The African is put in their position again. We differ in our assessment of the forces for and against us. Congress leadership, meaning the African National Congress, ANC leadership, because it interprets the struggle as one for democracy and therefore political struggle designed to remove the legal restrictions. Let me repeat that again. The Congress leadership, because it interprets the struggle as one for democracy and therefore a political struggle designed to remove the legal restrictions. Remove the legal restrictions of apartheid, then you've arrived. Okay? And the Congress failed to guarantee the individual Mo'Africa repossession of the dispossessed land, guarantee you against poverty, homelessness, inequality, and joblessness. They failed. 22 years, they failed. They've been playing games and undermining certain people. Working with the imperialists. They will come to you as imperialists. They work with them to sabotage you. Listen to your phone. Listen to watch your bank accounts. Do everything to undermine you. And the Africans continues that to say that the leadership, therefore, if we are to judge by its actions and utterances, recognizes the nationalist party, the nationalist government, is the rightful government of the country whose policies, however, it is not in agreement. Mm-hmm. However, our brethren, African sisters in the Congress, also pronounce themselves to be non-racial and non-racial government and countries. And the truth is, Africa, from their actions, again, because they claim to be a liberation movement, they were just a lobby group to remove legal restrictions of apartheid. That's it. They were a lobby group. That's what they did at the end, because they forgave these people, forgave everything. They were happy to be in positions, and that was it. So they claim to be non-racial. The truth is, Africa, the Congress perpetuates democratic apartheid. It permits whites to vote as a racial group. And it let loose, Africa, this proportional electoral system. They now realize, after losing control of the major municipal metros, that they themselves do not understand this system. Do not understand how the proportional system works. It allocates votes to protect the participation of the minority parties. They don't know. They don't understand it. I mean, one minority party leader explained it. I repeat, Africa. He said that our party, we put up candidates even in wards where these candidates did not stand a chance. They might get a few extra votes that would boost their total in a municipality. We demand, and the Africanism Africa, we demand one person, one vote, simple majority. No permutations, no setup, no nothing. And no segregated white, colored, Indian minority vote constituencies. That has to come to a stop. Because it's like feeding a snake in the hole. That's going to bite you. 22 years after the first black vote in Africa, it is only after you, the majority party, lost to the minority parties. Now, and also that we are publicly calling these people Democratic Alliances racist. 22 years after elections, that's retrogression. That's counter-revolutionary. That's retrogression because you never set the basis to make it clear to everybody that this is our position, all right? You are a guest of the African majority. As long as you have allegiance with the country, that's fine. You can't vote as a segregated group, period. That's it. So you had, in 1994, more than 75% of the vote. You did not amend the constitution. You never saw it fit to change the electoral system, not to permit minority parties to vote as white racial groups. You didn't do that. You allowed whites to vote exclusively as segregated white constituencies, did not desegregate the voting along racial lines. You never did that. You didn't do that. Because when your brothers speak, you see him as competition, antagonist. You don't listen to the message. You always, that's why we're in trouble today. And 22 years after the first black vote, now you cry out to the African majority not to vote the DA because the DA is a white minority party. They are white racist party. Africa, this is a huge failure to govern. Amend the constitution, change the electoral systems to one person, one vote, simple majority, desegregate these exclusive white voting constituencies. That's it, Africa. That's it. And if you look back, my Africa, Union of South Africa, the precursors of the Republic of South Africa, Union of South Africa was to Cecil John Rhodes the physical birth of his dream to unite the British under the British flag, the Union of White Settler Colonies. The British, my Africa, elected in the Union of South Africa Act in 1909, naming the Union of South Africa. So that union excluded the African majority. But we continue to resist, my Africa. We continue to resist settler occupation and continue the between 15 and 18th century wars of resistance by African kings and queens. We mentioned them, my Africa. Moshoeshoe, Sekhukhune, Makado, Mphephu, Dingane, Makana, Mzilikazi, Sandile, Matoma, Palo, Hintsa, Ndlambe. That was continued, my Africa, by the Portal resistance in 1960, Savile Langa, and Apla, Azanla, Mukonde we Sizwe, up to 1976 revolt that brought the downfall of the apartheid settler minority in 1994. We did it, Mafrika. We did it. Now, do you expect the whites, really expect the whites not to fight to retain and continue the Union of South Africa as they know it, have lived it, have enjoyed it? Africa, you have no original historical claim to the name South Africa. It excluded the African majority, except, of course, so far as the country and name was imposed on you, the African majority, without your consent and participation as Africans. Why our brethren and sisters in the ANC failed to adopt Azania, the country, as the country's African name, or adopt any other African name? You could have adopted any African name. That is, my Africa, the crux of this inferiority complex that's confounding us, mimicking the apartheid post-traumatic syndrome and the state of permanent deception you, the majority Africans, seem to made to suffer against white domination by these people. You wonder why 22 years after you now find out as government, in 2016, you are shocked to see and hear black children suffer racism in schools. In their mother country, much worse, when you call these born frees, I mean, meaning born freedom, born after freedom, the tendency in Africa to adopt fetish names, tags to mask or adopt black inferiority against white domination in Africa. Call it born free, Mzansi, rainbow, or these are nonsensicals. Let's quote the girls in Africa. They are painful words. One of them said, Africa, to quote, all this time I have been here, I have faced different types of discrimination based on our skin color, based on our hair, everything we do, mainly because we speak that language which they call it, and it's my mother tongue. They tell us on a daily basis that we'll amount to anything speaking that language. We are told it shows no level of intellectual because we speak our language. We are told that because of our hair, that we look like baboons. We are told to straighten our hair. These are children in Africa. I'm tired of being called a baboon in class. I'm tired of the teachers saying the F word to me. I'm told at home that not to say the F word. Hearing another adult say F word is totally unacceptable. At our school, we carry a pass called Yellow Book, which is quite the same as a dorm pass. We can't leave the classrooms without our Yellow Books signed. It's basically like a dorm pass. And what makes me so sad is that it reminds me of apartheid era. Paraphrase, my Africa, apartheid dorm stands for stupid, pass stands for pass. My Africa is related to Shangolashu, Fasilarona. Thank you, Mafrika, for the privilege of talking to you. Thanks, Mafrika, for the privilege of listening. Thank you.